Hey everyone, and welcome back. Ready for a deep dive into something really cool?
I'm ready. What are we diving into today?
We're tackling artificial intelligence and renewable energy.
Oh wow, AI and keeping things green. Sounds like a fascinating mix.
It is, and timely too. We've all seen the AI headlines, but this deep dive is all about how it's changing how we power our world.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Where are we starting?
We've got this recent article from Energy and Environment Journal. It's called Optimizing Renewable Energy Systems Through Artificial Intelligence, Review and Future Prospects. Really fascinating stuff.
Optimizing renewable energy. Okay, so right off the bat, we're talking about using AI to make green energy better, right?
Exactly. But before we get into how AI is making things better, maybe a quick refresher on renewable energy systems themselves.
Sure. So when we talk about renewable energy systems, we're really talking about a bunch of technologies that use natural stuff that, well, renews itself, like obviously solar power using sunlight for electricity.
Right, the classic solar panel setup.
Yeah, or wind power. Those giant turbines you see, they capture the wind's energy. And of course, there's hydropower using water to make electricity.
Those are the big ones you hear about all the time, for sure.
Exactly. But there's more. Geothermal energy uses heat from inside the earth. And then bioenergy uses, well, organic matter.
Like using corn to create fuel, things like that.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
They all have their pros and cons, but the goal is the same. Clean energy that doesn't run out.
Which is kind of a big deal these days with climate change and everything.
It's huge.
Right.
If we want to ditch fossil fuels and help the planet, renewable sources are key.
Okay, so we've got renewable energy, which is good for the planet. But where does AI come in?
Ah, well, that's where things get really interesting. See, the problem with renewable energy is that it can be kind of unreliable. The sun isn't always out. The wind isn't always blowing.
Mother Nature does her own thing.
Yeah.
We can't just schedule sunshine for when we need the most power.
Exactly. But imagine if we could. Kind of. That's where AI swoops in. AI can take tons of data, weather patterns, energy use, all of it, and use it to predict and optimize how we get energy from those renewable sources.
So instead of just reacting to the weather, we can plan for it, even if it's unpredictable.
You got it. Imagine AI seeing a dip in wind power coming and then telling the solar farms to grab as much energy as possible. Steady power, even with the ups and downs of nature.
Wow. That sounds incredibly valuable. So AI is making renewable energy more reliable. What else can it do? What's already out there doing this right now?
Oh, there are already some really cool examples, like predictive maintenance. Think about a wind turbine.
With all its moving parts spinning out in the wind, it seems like there's a lot that could go wrong.
You're not wrong, but that's where AI gets really cool. It can analyze data from the sensors on these turbines. We're talking tiny details most people wouldn't even notice, but AI can use them to predict problems before they happen.
So instead of a sudden breakdown and costly repairs, it's more like, hey, this thing's gonna need a tune-up soon.
Precisely. It's like giving those turbines a checkup before they even know they're not feeling well. And it's not just about individual windmills. AI can manage whole power grids. Remember how we said renewable sources can be unpredictable?
Yeah, sun's not always shining, wind's not always blowing.
Right. Well, AI can help smooth that out, integrate those sources seamlessly into the grid.
Now that's something I have trouble picturing. You can't just plug a solar farm into the wall and call it a day, right?
Mm.
It seems way more complicated than that.
You're right, it is. It's this balancing act. But imagine an AI system that's always watching the whole grid energy being made, energy being used, the weather. It's getting info on everything all the time.
Okay, so it's like the AI is conducting the entire energy orchestra, making sure everything is in sync.
Perfect analogy. The AI anticipates those changes in renewable energy, sees spikes in demand coming, even knows how much energy is stored and where.
So it's making sure the right amount of power goes to the right places at the right time and can adjust instantly if something changes.
Yes. It's called smart grid management, and it's already happening in places like Germany. They've got a grid operator, 50 hertz, and they use AI to manage all these renewable sources, wind, solar, everything. And it works.
That's amazing. Okay, so we've got AI predicting problems before they happen and making sure the whole energy grid runs smoothly, even with unpredictable sources.
Mm-hmm.
What other areas of renewable energy is AI shaking up?
Storage. Figuring out how to store all that extra energy we get when the sun's blazing or the wind's really cranking. That's huge.
Yeah, it's not like we've got infinite batteries just lying around, sadly. But AI probably has something to say about this too, right?
Oh, absolutely. AI can optimize those batteries, make them way more efficient. It's about making sure we're juicing them up when there's a surplus and using that stored energy when we need it most.
So it's like AI is our renewable energy accountant, getting the most out of our investment.
Exactly. It looks at past energy use, real-time energy prices, even factors in weather forecasts to figure out the perfect moment to charge and discharge. Maximizes efficiency, saves money. It's a win-win.
This is all great in theory, but is anyone actually doing this with AI right now?
Oh, yeah. Tesla, their power pack, which is their big energy storage system, uses AI to do exactly this. It's helping to make renewable energy way more practical because even if the wind dies down, you've got that backup ready to go.
Okay, so we've covered AI for predicting maintenance, managing the grid, and making energy storage better. It's like AI is a renewable energy superhero. But for those of us who don't speak computer, how does this work? What's going on behind the scenes?
It all comes down to these things called algorithms. Basically, they're like sets of rules that computers use to process info and solve problems.
So algorithms are the brains of the operation.
Exactly. And there are different kinds, each with its own strengths. One of the most common is the machine learning algorithm. This is how computers learn from data without someone having to program every tiny detail.
Wait, so instead of a programmer telling it exactly what to do, the machine can figure things out on its own just by looking at data.
That's it. Let's say we want to predict wind patterns for a wind farm. We feed a machine learning algorithm tons of data paths, wind speeds, weather conditions, you name it, and it analyzes all of that to spot pattern and predict what the wind's going to do.
Wow, so it's like the AI is building its own understanding of wind all from data. That's wild.
And the more data you give it, the more accurate those predictions get.
That's amazing. But you mentioned different types of algorithms. What else is in the AI toolbox?
Well, there's deep learning, which is like machine learning, but even more powerful. It can handle super complex stuff like images and sounds.
Images and sounds. How does that work with renewable energy?
Picture this. Drones with cameras inspecting massive solar farms. Deep learning algorithms analyze those images, looking for tiny cracks or defects in the solar panels.
Stuff we might miss completely, but the AI catches it instantly.
You got it. And because deep learning is so good with visuals, it can even help design better solar panels. By simulating different materials and layouts, it can figure out the absolute best way to capture sunlight.
So AI is like a renewable energy architect,
mm-hmm.
designing the perfect setup for any situation.
That's a great way to put it. And then we've got optimization algorithms, which are all about finding the absolute best solution. Like, say you're building a wind farm. An optimization algorithm could figure out exactly where to put each turbine.
So you're getting the most energy, but also thinking about things like the terrain and even the impact on wildlife.
Exactly. Maximizing output while minimizing downsides. And the coolest part is that we're just scratching the surface here. AI is always evolving, which means even more possibilities for renewable energy down the line.
Okay, so speaking of the future, what's on the horizon? What kind of advancements get you really excited?
Well, we talk about machine learning and deep learning, right? Those are amazing. But then there's reinforcement learning.
Yeah.
Next level stuff.
Reinforcement learning. Refresh my memory on that one. It sounds familiar, but...
Think of it like this. An AI system that learns by trying things out, making mistakes, and getting better. Kind of like training a dog. You reward the good, correct the bad, and over time, it figures out the best way to behave.
Okay, learning by doing, I get it. But how does that apply to something like renewable energy?
Imagine an AI managing a solar farm. It's constantly tweaking things, the angle of the panels, the output based on the weather, and how much energy is needed. With reinforcement learning, it could learn to optimize all of that on its own.
So it's like the AI is developing its own instincts about how to run the show.
Exactly. Always experimenting, always learning, always getting better, all without a human having to step in. That's incredibly powerful.
It really is. Anything else out there that has you excited for the future?
Definitely. There's a lot of work being done on explainable AI.
Okay, what is that and why is it a big deal?
Well, as AI gets more complex, it's harder to understand how it makes decisions, like a black box, data in, decisions out. But what happens in the middle is a mystery. Explainable AI is about making that decision-making process clear.
So instead of just trusting that the AI is doing the right thing, we can actually understand its thought process.
Exactly. And that's crucial when we're talking about something as vital as our energy grid. We need to know why the AI makes the choices it does, make sure those choices are safe, reliable, make sense.
Transparency builds trust, for sure. Any other cool developments you want to share before we wrap up?
Well, there's a lot of buzz about using AI to predict the lifespan of renewable energy parts, things like solar panels, wind turbine blades, all that.
So instead of those things just failing out of the blue, we'd know when they're nearing the end of their life and can replace them proactively.
Exactly. And that data could even help design better parts in the future, ones that last longer and are even more efficient.
Amazing. It seems like AI has the potential to completely transform renewable energy as we know it.
I think so. In this deep dive, we've covered the challenges of renewable energy, the incredible ways AI is already tackling those challenges, and even gotten a glimpse of what the future might hold.
It's been quite a journey. AI can make renewable energy more reliable, efficient, accessible. It really could reshape the entire energy landscape.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, it's not just about the tech. It's about building a greener, more sustainable future for all of us.
So true. And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive, and the conversation doesn't end here. You've heard about the amazing things happening with AI and renewable energy. What do you think this means for our future? Could we actually power the entire world on 100% clean energy someday? That's something to think about. Until next time, stay curious, deep divers.